The building ahead of you is Queen's House, a former royal residence which dates from around 1619. It was designed by Inigo Jones for Anne of Denmark, the Queen of King James I, and was later altered for Queen Henrietta Maria, wife of King Charles I, hence the name of the house. Note, however, that neither queen was able to enjoy the house for long. Anne died before it was completed, and the English Civil War, which would culminate in her husband losing his head, meant that Henrietta Maria was forced to abandon the house and the country when she fled to France for her own safety. The view of the river from Queen's House is actually a protected view, and explains why Christopher Wren's Naval College, which now stands behind you, is made up of two identical buildings that are not connected to each other. Wren was given specific instructions not to impede the view of the Thames from Queen's House, which meant he couldn't connect the two wings of his college. Queen's House is considered particularly important, architecturally speaking, as it's the first consciously classical building to have been constructed in the country. It's considered to be the introduction of Palladianism in England, and boasts the first centrally unsupported helical stairs ever built here, known as the Tulip Stairs. If you visit the Queen's House, you will have a chance to see that beautiful staircase, as well as the iconic Armada portrait of Elizabeth I, where the Queen is surrounded by symbols representing her navy's victory over the Spanish fleet. When we look at portraits of Elizabeth and other Tudor monarchs, we can be pretty sure that these portraits reflect how the subjects actually looked, which can't be said about most of our medieval kings and queens. In the 16th century, artists started paying more attention to realistic depictions of people, and this change was, in part, thanks to the popularization of the camera obscura, a primitive photo camera. Simply put, it consisted of a lens attached to an aperture on the site of a darkened tent, room, or box. Light reflected from the chosen subject outside of the dark space passed through the lens and could then be projected onto a surface on a smaller scale. This projection could then be traced, allowing artists to capture true likenesses. You can see a modern camera obscura at our final stop today, the Royal Observatory. Facing Queen's House, turn right down the path toward the large building ahead of you. Keep walking until you can see the entrance on your left. Stay near here and play the next clip.